Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen, Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby. On your radio, hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for March 15th in the year of our Lord, 2017. This is Hour 2 at 2. The goal always to protect life, liberty, and property and to promote God, family, and country. The goal always, folks, to stand for the sacred cause of liberty. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. I've got Kurt Crosby with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
Come on. Yeah. You know what I'm saying. Snoop Dogg coming on.
What's up? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. See, I can rap with the best of them. Shut down the IRS. Nobody's guess. Gotta get it done. All right.
With so much drama in the LBC, it's kind of hard being Snoop D-O-double-G. But I somehow, some way, keep coming up with funky-ass hits like every single day.
Come on, yeah. All right, you know why I'm playing the Snoop Dogg, Kurt?
Well, Snoop Dogg had some kind of a fake gun, and he was pointing at a fake Trump, I guess.
Yeah, the fake Donald. So it was a clown dressed up as the Donald, and it's a video that he just released, and Snoop Dogg literally, in a mock scenario, assassinated the President of the United States by inference, Kurt.
Yeah.
James Edwards in the house, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Welcome back to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
Great to be with you, Sam and Kurt. The third Wednesday of every month is circled on my calendar a year in advance.
Hard-hitting talk radio, always at your fingertips, baby, when we roll out. Now, what do you think Snoop Dogg, absolutely, in my opinion, he ought to be arrested for this. You can't do that kind of stuff.
Well, used to. You had laws, and when they were broken, people had to face the consequences. Now, we still have laws, but when they're broken, consequences are faced by only those who aren't part of the protected minority classes or support groups of the regime. Madonna can threaten to blow up the White House or whatever, very publicly, very brazenly, and I don't even know, I guess maybe she received a phone call asking her to tone it down a little bit, but certainly no repercussions doing something like this. When it's public, when it's
yeah,
public,
somebody ought to make Madonna, somebody ought to bring up to Madonna, why don't you deliver on your campaign promises, but we won't go there.
Well, when it's public like this, and when it's done by a celebrity, I think that there needs to be more consequences. I think that if someone is joking around in their home and no one hears it except for maybe a friend, I mean, even then it has to be looked into. But when you're talking about a celebrity that's inciting violence, I mean, literally inciting violence, I mean, that's a little bit different.
Yeah, and see, that's the point. I agree with the First Amendment, and I agree with free speech as much as anybody. But when you start to cross the line and you start to do mock assassinations of high level political leaders, the president of the United States, one of the greatest known leaders of the free world, you've crossed a line. Kurt, what do you think, though? Literally, Snoop Dogg video came out showing him assassinating a clown dressed up like President Donald Trump. This, in my opinion, is over the line. I don't think you should be able to do this kind of stuff, Kurt. There's a limit to your free speech.
Well, yeah. And what I want to know is a simple question. If you or, if I had done this and you switched the roles, you switched it, you know, where you had Obama as the president, then what would the repercussions be? That's what I want to know.
You want to respond to that, James?
Well, I was just, Kurt said exactly what I was thinking. It would have been an interesting practice if we could have gotten in Albert Einstein's time machine, gone back a year, and had either you or Kurt do that, the exact same thing that Snoop did, no more, no less, with an effigy of Obama, and see if any heads would roll.
All right. Anyway, all I'm telling you is I reject Snoop Dogg's attempt. I don't know if you want to call it a humor. Or if you want to say that it was just kind of a joke. I don't accept jokes like that. I think it's criminal. I think it's over the line. You can't yell fire in a crowded movie theater for a reason. You can't do this either. He's out of control, in my opinion. YouTube should take it down. But here's the thing. As far as I understand, YouTube's okay with that. Now, if I come out and say, you know what, I want to stand for European ancestry, then they'll take my video down and say that I'm a racist inciting violence. But the Snoop Dogg, he can just roll forward, right?
Well, and this is another thing, too. There's no doubt we have, and it's hopefully going to get better with Trump. He hasn't been in there really long enough to get a firm grasp on everything yet, to be sure. But obviously, laws are selectively enforced. For instance, what we had with the National Policy Institute, I don't know if people have followed this, but there was some irregularities in their tax forms, and of course, the law came tumbling down. And on the other hand, you could have millions, tens of millions of illegal aliens committing felonies by coming over across the border. Not only is the law, in that case, not enforced, or at least before Trump, has not been enforced at all, they're given public subsidies, taxpayer-funded subsidies. So some people can break laws and be rewarded for it, literally not even punished, but rewarded. And then others, depending on, race, religion, whatever, political beliefs. Well, if you don't dot your I's and cross your T's on your tax form, well, by God, that law is going
to
come down.
Yeah, lock her up comes to mind. Then I don't even need to name anybody for folks to get that one. See, that's kind of the problem that we have. All right, I want to move along. I've got a bunch of stories to cover. We reject this Snoop Dogg attempt. It's bogus. It needs to be stopped. And I think there's a line that it should not cross, and we reject this. We don't want to see the assassination of anybody, folks. All right? It's that simple. All right, now, President Donald Trump's in the news, and he's going to be doing something fascinating today. We support his efforts big time. And Donald Trump, right when he got in office, he took the portrait of Andrew Jackson, and he put that sucker up in the Oval Office, and Obama and folks were freaking out. They were the ones that took it down. But now Donald Trump has been praising Andrew Jackson as an American patriot. Boy, would I agree. Now he's going to go visit Andrew Jackson's grave today, as we did. James?
Yes, yes. Well, Sam, believe it or not, as I was in the queue waiting to be put on the air with you this morning, was reading about this. And, of course, the first thing that came to mind was the last time that I was at the Hermitage, which is Andrew Jackson's presidential home and library in Nashville, Tennessee. I was there with you and Kurt the last time that I reflected at the grave of one of our greatest presidents, Old Hickory, Andrew Jackson. It was with you and Kurt. And the time before that was with Pat Buchanan. So every time I go visit Andrew Jackson's grave, I'm with pretty fine company, to be sure. But, of course, Andrew Jackson gets a bad rap by the modern press because he did what he had to do with regard to the Indians. He did what he had to do. Let's not wring our hands about this. Andrew Jackson did what he had to do. And he was a great president, maybe our last great president. Maybe Trump can change that. But as of right now, I'm sticking with the fact that Andrew Jackson was our last truly great president. An argument maybe can be made for James K. Polk, but Andrew Jackson was a war hero. He was a man's man. He was a great man and a great president. And so, Donald Trump is supposed to be going to not only visit his grave, but lay a wreath at his grave, which I think is outstanding.
It is, and they're going to shut down, what do they call it, the Hermitage? Is that what it is?
The Hermitage.
Hermitage. All right. They're going to shut down the Hermitage so Donald can go and make sure that there's security there and everything else. And I think this is tremendous. All this is going to do, though, really is ratchet up the racial tension in a lot of ways. Not because it should. We should focus on the man. We should focus on his presidency. We should focus on the historical relevance, etc. But they won't. They're just going to attack Donald and say Stephen Bannon's right there beside him. And the two racists are going to see their what, buried racist brother? Is that how they're going to do it?
Well, you know what, Sam? The thing is, good on Trump on this one, because he knows well in advance that going to pay the respect at the great man's grave will cause a fake news media firestorm, and he's doing it anyway. He's doing the right thing anyway. He's going to be in Nashville. You're wondering why, if anyone listening is wondering why he's going to be doing that today. He is in Nashville for one of these rallies, basically these post-election rallies. I think he's had one or two before. And while he's in Nashville, he's going to take advantage of the opportunity to pay his respects to President Jackson, who is, of course, buried there, knowing full well that this is going to spark a fake news firestorm. On the other hand, and here we go again, had he gone and paid his respects at the grave of a degenerate like Martin Luther King, for instance,
he would have been praised to the high heavens. Liberty Roundtable Live in seconds. Sam Kirk, James Edwards, thepoliticalcesspool.org on your radio.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle-2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle-2 products are all natural, like their green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle-2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle-2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle-2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
So Donald Trump's going to go visit Andrew Jackson's grave today and lay a wreath on it in honor. Good for the Donald. A political firestorm, no doubt, will ensue. But if Donald was to back Martin Luther King Jr., go to his grave or something like that, James, you were saying?
Well, what I was going to say was, number one, he shouldn't do that. Some people deserve praise and to be remembered fondly, and some don't. But even if he did, the media would give him no credit for it. They would just say, oh, well, this is obviously blatant pandering. He's here trying to trick the minorities and this, that, and the other. How shameful. What I'm saying is, if you go to a grave of an American hero like Andrew Jackson, you're going to get raked over the coals. Had he done the exact opposite and gone to one of their heroes, he would have still been raked over the coals.
So yeah, what they would have said is he hid his Ku Klux Klan cape in the trunk when he went and stuff like that, right?
There would have been no articles or editorials that praised Donald Trump for what they would have considered doing the right thing and showing his respect to the so-called civil rights leader. They would have been any of that.
Now, I hear that.
Somebody they liked went there, surely. But this is the point, and this is what I've some of the ideas that I addressed at my talk at Northwestern University last week, and we covered that on the show. It just this is the problem with the media, and thankfully Trump has been pretty deft in dealing with them, but he's still got some work to do. Steve King, now that's another story. I don't know if y'all covered that.
Yeah, we covered that in detail, my friend.
That's a pretty interesting situation.
And you know what? I think Steve King's right on so many fronts. But I got a bunch of stories I want to get to, and we'll circle back to Steve King if we get time.
If we have time, no problem.
I'm going to set the stage for this next piece. The stage is basketball, okay? So you got two teams in Iowa that are going to play basketball. One's called the Valley team. The other one's called the North team. Okay. And what happened was, I guess, the students for the Valley team, they wore red, white, and blue. Now, I don't know if you know what that stands for, James. You probably don't. You know what I mean? It's pretty obscure what they were intending, but they wore red, white, and blue. Well, now they're denounced as racist. Students denounced as racist for wearing U.S. flag colors. Rob Shinshock with the piece. And so now what they're saying is that the students should be suspended for the rest of the year. It's blatantly racist. The parents can't believe that kids would be allowed to wear such attire and be so hostile. All participating should be completely banned from any school activities in the future. As a parent, I'd be mortified if my kid was a racist like that. They're saying that the other team that is less white is less American. That's the inference from the one, quote, white team, or more white, I should say, wearing red, white, and blue. And the problem is now we can't wear USA stuff without making somebody else upset. The question is, what color of skin or what race you are, what does that have to do with wearing American colors is the question. And that's the real battlefront. But this is a complete meltdown, James.
Well, it does have something to do with race, unfortunately. And it is, I can guarantee you, the people complaining about this aren't of the founding stock. Let's just put it that way. And there were examples about this that I included in my book, which came out in 2010. Already you had examples of people, and then one in the books that I particularly remember, it was some, I don't know if he was a legal alien, but certainly a foreigner living in an apartment complex, was offended that someone had an American flag in their window and was able to get the property management to convince the person to take it down, all because it offended them. Well, it's clear what's going to happen here if current trends persist. They're not going to stop with eradicating all of the heroes and cultural legacy, the culture back until 1861. They've pretty much eradicated all of the good men from the history books to 1861, but they're not going to stop there. They're going to go all the way back to the founding of America and even before that. The treatment that heroes like Nathan...
Their real goal is to take out Jesus as the ultimate biblical racist.
Well, listen, well, of course, the Bible suffers the same attacks. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in our faith suffers the same attacks now, increasingly so, that some of these other issues and people and symbols do. But they're going to go all the way back. The treatment that Nathan Bedford Forrest and Robert E. Lee and some of the Confederate icons get today... it's coming for George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, and everyone else tomorrow. There have been many tremors, and it's just a matter of time unless we get a handle on this situation.
Now, the sad situation about this is this Valley team, they should have said, you guys are nuts on parade, go away, you're crazy, and just ignored it. But no, they made the crucial mistake, James, is they capitulated. We are deeply sorry if we have offended anyone in any way. Reads the written statement.
Well, that's disgusting. And people don't leave, until you've walked through a little fire, as certainly we have, Sam, and as we do pretty much on a daily basis, you don't know what it's like. But having known what it's like, we, unlike some others, have the authority to frankly pass judgment on how some of these people act.
Do you want to know the worst thing they did after all that?
Sorry, listen, they're not going to forgive you. They're not going to forgive you. They don't think better of you. You just look weak and foolish. And apologizing for what? For flying the flag of this country?
For wearing red, white, and blue, sir.
This is where we're at. Well,
now,
right,
now here's the problem. The insult to injury, in addition to wearing the racist colors of red, white, and blue, the Valley team actually beat the other team, so the white team won.
Well, I'm sure that they need to apologize for that, too. In fact, we need to get to the point where if there's a team in sports that's, that has more white players than the other one, they need to just forfeit, because otherwise...
Well, what they really need to do is they need to just shuffle people around, bus people in, and make sure that there's, you know, no white people get a chance to play. See?
Well, there hasn't been any lack of trying on that front.
The point we're driving at is these people are absolutely over the top, psychotic, crazy. There was zero racial manipulation or intent there. And again, the racists bring race to the front over basketball.
Well, if anybody holds the American flag dear, prepare for it to become the next Confederate flag before it's all said and done. You just might as well go ahead and put that down on your planner, because it's coming. It will happen unless, again, demographics is destiny. Culture is destiny. If we don't preserve this culture, if you replace every American with a Muslim, do you think any of our principles, any of the manifestations of the Declaration of Independence or the Bill of Rights or the Constitution, do you think any of that survives? No, none of it survives without the people that made it happen in the first place. And that's what these liberals and guilty white conservatives in the media just pretend to not understand. It's all about the people. It's always been about the people.
Hey, James, you need to write your next book, and here's the title of it. You ready? From Stars and Bars to the Stars and Stripes, America is Under Siege.
That is a great title. Unfortunately, my problem would be where to start. I mean, this book would be thicker than the dictionary. We could fill a dictionary just in the experiences we had on these topics last year alone.
And let me prove the point. You know, you've said oftentimes that only whites can really be racists, and if you're white, you are a racist, and there's no way to deny it or reject that narrative. The truth be danged in this scenario. There's an article written from the Daily Caller, the U.S. section, and literally this is the deal. I'll set it up. We'll take the break. We'll come back and break it down just for you, ladies and gentlemen. Headline, only whites can be racist, insists university. You heard me. Only whites can be racists, insists university. And it isn't a tiny university, James. You'll be shocked at who it is.
Well,
but if I'm learning about how to do great radio, I'm supposed to leave a cliffhanger and then I'm supposed to come back and tell you all about it. So hang tight. How's that? By the way, if you want raw honey delivered directly to your door, get a hold of Kurt Crosby. He'll deliver to you. It tastes phenomenal, raw honey. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com, or call him at 801-669-2211.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg. The scandal-plagued and deeply indebted Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department is spending $300,000 on an initiative that would supposedly help make deputies look more professional in their jobs and could help make them safer, observes the Los Angeles Times. Sheriff Jim McDonnell is using the funds to purchase new brass belt buckles and other metallic uniform appointments, which will make their uniforms more color-coordinated. A consistent uniform appearance is part of the tactical package, argued a recent essay in the first issue of Inside the LASD, a departmental newsletter. The first impression you give can add to your credibility and safety. Sheriff McDonald insists that this cosmetic makeover is important to maintaining a professional look for deputies on the job, and that a sharply turned out deputy will intimidate suspects who might otherwise flee or fight. Many of the deputies serving under McDonald have joined with other critics who complain that the funds could better be invested elsewhere, such as hiring qualified new officers for the understaffed department or applying the funds to help close its annual budget deficit. Plowing money into gaudy new belt buckles is something that would be better suited to a department that's running like a well-oiled machine, but not a department that's in turmoil, insists Detective Ron Hernandez, president of the Association for Los Angeles Deputy Sheriffs. If you want a win-win-win opportunity for patriots, think GiveMeLibertyFund.com. For commentary and insights on a troubled world, visit Joel Skousen's WorldAffairsBrief.com. For the news the networks refuse to use, turn to LibertyNewsDaily.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
I worry about my parents because I think smoking is going to harm them. I mean, it harms my mom. She coughs all the time. I'm just like, Mom, it's because of your smoking. But she's like, well, see, this is what you should look at. See me, I smoke, and look at this. I'm just like, yeah, Mom, why don't you just try to quit?
Sometimes teenagers do know what they're talking about.
I've tried. I've brought them the little pamphlets that we get at school about not smoking, and I've, like, tossed it in front of them. I'm like, Mom, read this. We even got this thing from the American Cancer Society. It was this thing that you send around about not smoking, because my mom sends those things out. And she's, like, sitting here folding them up, and I was like, Mom, are you really going to send those out? And she's like, well, yeah. And I was like, isn't that a slight bit hypocritical? She says, no, I'm going to send them out. I was like, well, don't you see something? These people are trying so hard to get people not to smoke. She was just like, well, I know it's wrong, and I know it's going to harm me, but it hasn't harmed me yet.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, Sam Bushman, Kirk Crosby, James Edwards, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Check out his award-winning broadcast every Saturday evening on Liberty News Radio, thepoliticalcesspool.com, or I'm sorry, .org, for more information. All right, only whites can be racist. I kid you not, insists university. Now, this is hard to understand. We're talking about the university called UC Davis out in California. They say that racism is the systematic subordination of marginalized racial groups by members of the agent dominant privileged racial group. And clearly white has that, and therefore they're the only ones capable of racism, James.
I put this in my book again, not to just shamelessly refer back to this, but it just goes to show how long this has been going on. I put this in my book in so many words. All white people are racist. White people will always be racist. Only whites can be racist. Not that I believe that, of course, and certainly not because that's true, but because that is the narrative we're getting from our institutions, from the media, from academia, from, frankly, now even a lot of churches, sadly so. But who would even go to college? It's gotten to the point now, you and I were talking about this off the air, Sam, and talking about the founding of some of our nation's most prestigious or formerly prestigious universities, even Harvard, for example, that bastion of atheism and Marxism and leftism was founded by ministers, by Christians, for Christians, and at some point, presumably, some actual learning went on in these places. Now, if you go to any university, you're basically paying... You're buying a house every year, or at least a very nice car, and to come out a slobbering, brain dead, driveling robot of the narrative, and you're saddling yourself with all of this debt, and this is supposed to be something educational. This is supposed to be something. Some hardcore thought that you could only get from paying to go to a university, and people go in there because it's sanctioned by an institution of higher learning, because it's sanctioned by someone with a professor or a doctorate next to their name. This must be valid. Well, of course, it's not valid at all. But to go in there and to have to subject yourself to this, it's masochism, really. You get all this debt, and now, of course, because of the economy, because of what's going on with the flooding of illegals taking away jobs, you can't even get a decent job in most cases after going. I have so many friends who went to college to get degrees in certain fields, and now they're electricians, they're plumbers. The degree, they were never able to apply that degree, but I'm sure they got some good Marxist talking points.
All right, the latest twist on this same story, saying that UC Davis, California University, is saying, you know what, only whites can be racists. They've also got another interesting twist that I want to toss into the mix here. I don't know if you know, but the women are having a problem with the word women or woman now. And the reason they're having a problem with the word woman now is because it has the word man in it. You understand that, right?
I've heard this yet.
And so now, how do you spell woman, James?
W-O-M-A-N.
Man is in there, and they got a problem with that. So now they're starting to spell woman, W-O-M-Y-N.
Oh, God.
Or W-O-M-X-N. And it's a protest because really it's man that, you know, really acted like woman as part of man. And forget the rib thing. Forget the Bible. I'm just telling you right now, it's a bunch of chauvinist thugs that just put man in the word woman to, you know, make sure that everybody knows that they're, subservient to or whatever, right?
Yeah, but you know what? Any woman who is weak-minded enough to go for something like that isn't a woman that you'd want to bring home to mom and dad. I can tell you that, but they're going to be these obese, disgusting, purple-haired, so-called women that we saw in Washington the day after the inauguration. They're going to be quote-unquote women like Rachel Maddow, who, by the way, released last night on her TV show tax returns from Trump that are so old, she was still not a lesbian when they came out. So to give you the idea, and this is supposed to be some breaking news story, but they're going to be people like that. And, you know, in a way, if we have to find a silver lining in a story like this, any woman who would subscribe to that sort of flawed thinking, at least this gives us a way to weed them out of the potential marriage pool. So I guess you've got that going for you. You can use this as a litmus test.
Yeah. So anyway, there you have it. They're literally challenging now the spelling of woman. They're saying that it's racist, that it's got to stop, that it's sexist, that it's just, you can't do that. All right. Now, next piece. I got several of these. McConnell says debt ceiling will rise, but timing is unclear. Story by Aaron Kelly. This is something that we've got to stop. We don't want to increase the debt ceiling, James.
Hey, have you ever looked at one of these clocks that supposedly is tracking?
Yeah, it's a debt clock. It's running backwards because Donald's saving so much money. Did you see that?
I have not seen that.
Oh, the debt clock is literally going backwards because of the Donald, and everybody's freaking out.
No kidding.
Yes, sir.
Listen, like you, ladies and gentlemen, even though I'm a featured guest on this show, I still get my news from Liberty Roundtable. I did not know that, but I can tell you, pre-Trump, the last time I looked at it anyway, you would see these things, and of course it would just be astronomically. Normally, if you're watching a clock, the second hand moves a little bit quicker, or the tenths of seconds moves pretty fast. Well, you had stuff way through the millions turning that fast before. And, this is a good thing. I did not know that.
It's phenomenal.
I guess that's supposed to be a bad thing. Is this supposed to be a bad thing?
Well, according to them, it's a horrible thing. I mean, it just shows that the economy is going to tank. Just you watch. It's coming.
Yeah, it goes back. It really is this simple. And people, it's cliche, of course, but you run the country like you run your household. Does it make sense? How long can you run your household the way that they've run this country before you get foreclosed on? It just makes sense. It makes sense. You pay your debt. You operate in the black. You balance your budget. And on a much bigger scale, that's all the country has to do. It really is that simple. And I certainly don't tank if I don't run up debt, and neither would this nation.
All right, there you have it. Just wanted to bring that up. So, really, McConnell says they're going to raise the debt ceiling. And in my opinion, if Republicans want to get anything done at all, they will not raise the debt ceiling. They'll say, we've already got the clock running backwards with the debt, with Donald Trump in office. We're going to cut spending significantly now. We're going to make sure that clock runs backwards faster. And we're going to get this done now. They've got an opportunity of a lifetime. They better not squander it. Mitch is already ready to sell us out, though.
Yeah, and this is one thing, Sam, when we gave you were we were giving Trump his grades after his first 30 days. I think he, on the average, was about a B or a B minus. We had a panel of people on my show do this. One of the problems I had with Trump during the transition was he kept way too many of these insider. He didn't drain the swamp at all with some of these people. Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell should have been the first people to be axed. And unfortunately, not only were they not axed, they're still in positions of high power. And that did cause me some concern with Trump. He should have gotten rid of them day one.
You got that right. That's for sure. All right. Any final comment on this, Kurt, on the debt ceiling?
Well, like you, I just would simply say, man, if they've got the debt clock going backwards the way it's ought to be going, why not just amp it up? You know, why not just, you know, just get us out of debt, you know, run America like it should be run. And I know we saw that story where they said there was $68 billion, you know, less on the debt clock. And now I'm trying to find it again. And, you know, it just kind of hard to find. So I have to look that up. But that should be a major story. That should be a big thing that, you know, Hannity and all the big shots talk about, you know.
Right. Right. Anyway, very interesting. All right. Now, next story. Looks like Alex Jones is in the news. He got in a big old... I don't know. In the old days, we used to call it a pissing match, I guess you could say. But Alex Jones is getting crazy. And it's Alex Jones and Alec Baldwin in a fight right now. It used to be, you know, Jones and Beck. Glenn Beck were in fights all the time. Now it's Alex Jones and Alec Baldwin. Did you see this, guys?
Alex Jones and Alec Baldwin. Well, Alec Baldwin's never one to shy away from, well, I can't say it on the radio.
All right. Did you see this, Kurt?
Yeah. You know, basically, you got Jones that apparently Alex Baldwin did some stuff on Saturday Night Live, ticked Jones off, and Jones, you know, he comes off a little bit unglued, if you ask me.
Yeah, yeah. Alex Jones challenges Alec Baldwin to a bare knuckle knockdown drag out fight for charity. And then he says some strange things. We'll tell you about that in seconds. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live. Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211 and take your free Vigor test today. And you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Alex Jones, quote, "You want to sit there and defame me and the president? Get in the ring with me. I'll break your jaw in seconds," Alex Jones says to Alec Baldwin. "Bare knuckle fight for charity, do it. It's good for America," says Alex. You know what? I reject this kind of violence, this narrative. I get that he's trying to get fame and fortune, and I get that he's trying to be popular. But you know what? I reject this narrative. I don't want anybody to break anybody's jaw. I don't want anybody to get in the ring. We don't need fights for charity. We don't need Jerry Springer running around. Okay, why don't we find ways to decrease the size and scope of government? Why don't we find ways to bring Americans together? Why don't we find ways to reject the false narratives of deception and fake news and stand for the sacred cause of liberty? That's where I stand, James.
Well, I was thinking, of course, in a bygone era, many moons ago, even presidents like Andrew Jackson would challenge and participate in duels, and that was quite legal. We've evolved since then, I guess you could say. But in all honesty and joking aside, it is a bad look. It's a bad look. No worse, really, though, than what you see on Saturday Night Live any given Saturday. Their whole show now.
I'm just saying the Patriots and the Christians ought to be above that stuff. Come on. I get that it's you know, standard. I get that that's what happened in the days of Rome. I get that bread and circus is the key to our society, sad to say. But I'm telling you, we need to rise above it.
Well, I think if someone...
We need to focus on the higher things, like how do you spell whammon?
Exactly. Yeah, that's what we need to be talking about.
All right. Any final comments on this, Kurt? All right.
You know, I don't know what else to say on it. It's just...
It's nuts. Doesn't have any value. It's political theater for nothing. But I wanted to bring it up.
It's going
to
get him a lot of hits, and it's going to get him a lot of talk, you know. And
I wanted to bring it up, though, because I believe we need to rise above it if we really want to have a better America. If we want to make America great again, we got to rise above it. All right, headline. Obama spends $36 million last year to fight FOIA lawsuits. Did you see this? Thomas Fitton wrote the piece. Barack told you he was going to have the most transparent presidency in history. He spent literally $36 million last year alone to prevent FOIA requests and FOIA lawsuits from going forward.
Well, if anyone doesn't know what FOIA is, it's the Freedom of Information Act, which means any government official, any government agency, all the way down to your local college, if it's publicly funded, you have a right to know what they're saying, what they are doing, emails even from any public account, the government account. You have access to that as a citizen if you file the proper paperwork and ask in the FOIA request exactly what information you're seeking. They have to turn that over, and that's just the way it is. So what Sam's saying here is that even though that's the law and that's always been the case, or for a long, long time has been the case, Obama was fighting that and was trying to sidestep what should just be a routine rubber stamp with regard to a request of what these people are doing.
But when Barack's in office, they want to pretend transparency while using literally taxpayer money, $36 million in the last year alone, to prevent transparency and FOIA requests and lawsuits from going forward. But now it's interesting. Rachel Maddow crowed yesterday about how she had the goods. She had the tax return on the Donald, and she was going to release it last night, but the White House beat her to the punch. White House publishes Donald Trump's 2005 tax numbers before Rachel Maddow can post it. Caitlin Collins wrote the article. Now, I find this interesting because I appreciate the White House not letting Rachel get the scoop. However, the release and publication of someone's tax returns is illegal, folks. I wonder if Donald has the guts to prosecute this scenario. James?
Well, it's like I said earlier, what Rachel Maddow did last night was post Trump taxes that are so old they're from before she was a lesbian. 2005, does anybody really care? Does anybody really care? That's
well,
years old. That's not
to me,
old
though, to me, though, the real story about it is pretty interesting because they were telling us that, everybody else paid big taxes and Trump wasn't. Well, the real story is on that report that they released, he paid $38 million out of $150 million that he earned, which is basically 25% of the money, where MSNBC Comcast paid 24%, Obama paid 19%, Bernie Sanders paid 13%. So, that's kind of the big
story. Well, they also used to run around and say Donald doesn't really, is he really rich like he says? He doesn't really make any money. He didn't make any money. Okay, well, if he didn't make any money, how did he pay $38 million in taxes? If he didn't make any money, he should owe nothing, folks.
That's right. That's a great point. And Kirk, you stole the thunder. That was a great thing that you added just there, because I had that here and had read that last night, actually, that he's not paying any taxes, but he's actually paying more than a lot of these huge multinational corporations, and certainly more than the liberal icon. And then the other story is, well, he is paying taxes, but he's really not making any money. He's poor. He's a fraud. He's a charlatan. Well, as Sam just mentioned, yeah, he's not making any money, but he paid $40 million in taxes. But I'd like to circle back to what Sam said also. Exactly. Does his rights as a citizen end when he becomes the president? Does Rachel Maddow have the authority to publicly post a citizen's tax? He was certainly a citizen in 2005. Does she have the right to do that? I would have let her go ahead and do it and then try to prosecute her for it.
And that's what I really want to see, though. There needs to be some prosecution here. On one hand, they say, oh, we got it from this other reporter named Johnston, and don't worry, it just appeared in his snail mail, and they don't know how it got there, but it was postmarked this and that and all these other lies. Look, if they can find out every phone call that I make and spy on my financial records and everything else to the umpteenth degree, they can certainly dig into this and find out who did what, when, where, how, and create accountability. Donald, get that done, my friend.
He's got a lot of work to do.
Amen to that.
This is a side project I'd like to see happen.
All right. Final story of the hour. Rand Paul introduces Stop Arming Terrorists Act. It's S-532. Did you see this?
No.
All right. Kurt, Rand Paul introduced the Stop Arming Terrorists Act. Now, I've been telling you they've been arming, funding, and training terrorists for decades in America. We got to stop it. Now, Rand Paul taking a page out of the Liberty Roundtable Sam Bushman Live playbook, but only one third of the cause. You got to get rid of the arming of them, but you also got to get rid of the funding and the training of them. So Rand's on target, but he's just not taking the whole enchilada, Kurt. Wait, can I say that, or is that racist to say that? You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's good on Rand for bringing it up, and of course.
But he ought to go further.
Maybe. Yeah, he should.
Because you got to tell the whole story. Not only are we arming them, but we're training them and funding them, too. Then we run around and go, man, terrorism's a big problem. We better look at Kirk Crosby. He might be a domestic terrorist racist.
Because he's got a bumper sticker.
And he's got a bumper sticker, and he has a wife, and he has children, and he even has grandchildren. I mean, he's destroying the planet already. He denies global warming, and he's crazy.
That's right. Yeah, it is dangerous.
By the way, it's getting warmer every minute as the day goes on today. in my neck of the woods, you know? It just is. Anyway, what do you think of that, though? I think Rand's spot on. I concur, and I think that we really need to bring attention to these real issues in America.
This is, you know, what we called, and
James, then Kurt.
I was just going to say, quick, James, I can't find that story. Surprisingly, they're not going to promote that story very much, are they, Sam?
I just whacked out old Rand, Dr. Goofball over there.
This is what we referred to on Saturday night as useful Rand Paul. Rand Paul got, to use the parlance of our time, a little cucky during his ill-fated bid for the presidency, but the Pauls are spot on when it comes to a lot of the dealings with, of course, the Constitution. Rand Paul was skewering Ryan Care, the watered-down version of Obamacare that Paul Ryan put forth in the Republican House. And then, of course, this. So the Pauls definitely have a role. If they stay focused and properly channeled, Rand Paul is definitely an asset, and this is a case showing that he still has it in him.
And what James is referring to is primarily when Rand Paul went to the inner cities, catered to minorities as if we got to somehow court them as a special interest group. We got to reject these special interests, these partisan politics, these divisionary realities in America. Look, we need to address all Americans and treat everyone as an American if they are. And if they're not, then they're illegal. Got it? Good, because it's simple. Isn't that the point, James?
That's exactly the point, Sam. What's right for all Americans is right for all Americans, blacks, whites, whomever. And, it does get a little tedious to see what was obviously grotesque pandering. If he has a good idea, it's a good idea for everyone, or it's a good idea for no one. And so he lost a little credibility on that campaign trail. But, again, he and his father are certainly heroes. From time to time, his father a little more so than him, but Rand Paul still is a lot better than most up there in Washington, that's for sure.
And it's really hard not to capitulate when you surround yourself with those people for so long, you capitulate on everything. What Rand Paul needs to do is he needs to have communications with guys like us, real men, to keep his backbone strong and to keep him realizing what's important and apologizing and catering and capitulating to these people is your first mistake every time. I'm just telling you. All right, thanks for being alongside for the ride. James, we appreciate you, my friend.
Always my honor. Love you guys.
To check out his award-winning broadcast, ladies and gentlemen, thepoliticalcesspool.org, and you can get his book there as well. All right, for Kurt Crosby and Sam Bushman, thanks for being alongside for the ride. We need your support in every way, including financial. LibertyNewsRadio.com and LibertyNewsDaily.com are our incredible two winning, award-winning websites. Check them out today and get involved and donate, will you? This nation shall endure.